Recording in progress.
Okay. Good morning, Rabosai. We were looking at the Gemara about Orez V'Dochan and how we reject Rav and Shmuel, and we pointed out that it might be a matter of the, you know, do we reject Rav and Shmuel? We clearly reject Rav and Shmuel, right? We have a, what's the lashon of a tiyuvta of Rav and Shmuel. Do we reject Rav and Shmuel with regard to only Orez or also Dochan? Might depend on the very beginning of the sugya, meaning the very beginning of the attack, whether the girsa Orez with Dochan or not. Basically, from the, at the beginning of the sugya, it seems to be we're attacking them on Orez and Dochan, right? From the price of Evil, Panapas, Orez, Upas, Dochan, Varchal of Tchidva. So, we're clearly attacking them on both Orez and Dochan, and then we parry that attack, and we say, Kamaisa Kadera, Velo Kamaisa Kadera, Kamaisa Kadera, Varchal of Tchidva. So, Velo Kamaisa Kadera, Tchidva, Maisa Kadera, Tchidva, Varm, Nimzonas, So, Por, Achazmin, Shalosh, Velo Hacha, Tchidva, Varchal, Shahakal, Nimzon, Varchal, So, Por, Nefoshos, Rabos, Vichasron, Al, Koma, She, Barra. But then, so if we just stopped here, we would say we're attacking them on Orez and Dochan, which is the raya of the Rosh and Ben Yonah, etc., who say that we tiyuv to them on Orez and Dochan. However, the Rif and the Rambam and others say, but if you look in the continuation of the Gemara, we now attack them only on Orez. So we used to be attacking them on Orez and Dochan, but now we're switching tracks and only attacking them with regards to Orez. Because the next attack is, I think this is maybe where we left off, V'orez lav ma'isik deiruhu, now we're asking specifically from Orez, V'atanya, Elohim ma'isik deira, Chilka targya solez zorz v'arsan v'orez, right? And Rashi says, Chilka is a grain split in half, and targyas is three, that says elsewhere, and zorz and arsan is four and five, and solez is ground flour, and Orez. So the Gemara is Dochan, no Hamani, Rav Yochanan, Nuri, he the Tanya, Rav Yochanan, Nuri, Omer, Orzman, Dogan, of Chayim, Alchemutzai, Kares, Vodim, Yotzu, Vodichavosu, Pesach, Vol, Rabbanan, Lo. That price doesn't count, that's Rav Yochanan, Nuri. He thinks Orez is Mamashim and Dogan for all intents and purposes, for Chametz, for Matzah, etc. And everyone knows, you know, pass like him, we pass like the Rabbanan, so that price is irrelevant. Really, for Rabbanan, Lo, Vatanya. Hakosis tachita mevarchal aboy pri adama, tachna afo bishla, right? You eat, let's assume kosis tachita means you eat raw wheat. Right, literally, kosis is like chew, right? You have to like chew it. It's not like a nice porridge. You have to like crunch it. You say hadama, but if you grind it, bake it into bread, and then cook it, okay, these details will come back to them in base. If the you cook something with bread, and the pieces of bread are still intact, then you say hamotzi and benching. It may not produce kayamas. You cook something with bread, and the pieces of bread fall apart, then it's just like a porridge. And b'tchil baruch lo baruch minim zonos zol baruch lo baruch achaz mein shalosh oros we say alamichya nowadays. Vakosta oros you crunch a piece of raw rice baruch lo baruch yadama tachno afol bishlo afi shapruz kayamas b'tchil baruch lo baruch minim zonos zol baruch lo baruch lo baruch achaz mein shalosh whether or not the bread is intact or the bread is falls apart you say mizonos on alamichya. Mani, Ilan Ryokhman Nuri he Damri Orzman Dagan who Hamosilachman Arch Shalos Rosmai Bruche. This can't be Ryokhman Nuri who says Orez is Lagamre the same as the other Dagan, because then if the pieces were intact, you would have to say Amotzi and benching. So Elover, it must be the Rabbanan, Vityufta, Rabbishmul Tiyufta, it must be the Rabbanan. So even the Rabbanan say that rice bread, whether the bread is intact or whether the bread turned into a porridge, even the Rabbanan say that rice bread is mizonos, which proves that even for us, rice is mizonos, and that's a tiyuvta of Rav and Shmuel. Basically, the Rif and the Rambam and others would say, at this point in the Gemara, we only mentioned rice. After all, Hakosis Orez only mentions rice. That Brisa only mentions rice. The Brisa Maisa Kedera only mentions rice. And when they wanted to parry it by attributing to Yochanan Nuri, he was only talking about rice. So therefore, at this point, we're giving up on Dochan, and we're only talking about Orez. Okay, before we come back to that, let's just finish reading the Gemara. The Gemara has to fix up one little detail, which is that if we stop now, we've tiyuvtad, No, let's just stop now and chazer for a second. So, what is this Kiyuvta D'Rav Shmuel all about? Remember, even though it's not before Shem Gemara, we mentioned earlier, I'm not going to put on the board again, the Kiyuvta D'Rav Shmuel is only about Kol Shehu, not Kol Sheyeshbo. The assumption is that Ein Lecha Bo Ela Chidusho. When it comes to Tarovis of Rice, that we didn't Kiyuvta D'Rav Shmuel. Tarovis of Rice is still not Mazonos. We have two different opinions. What if it's mostly rice? Right? But when it comes to pure rice, or the way we pass the Shulchan Aruch, you know, mostly rice, then we've Tiyuvta D'Rav Shmuel. So what is this Tiyuvta D'Rav Shmuel Tiyuvta extend to? So here we have a fundamental machlokes. Is it only Orez, or is it Orez and Dochan? Okay, I already gave it away. Which Rishonim said only Orez? Which Rishonim said only Orez? The Rif and the Rambam very clear, and on our daf, who at least, you know, Lachora says that, right? Tosos says the Rassel Tiyuvta Rabbi Shmuel the Orez of Al Dochan Lo Havi Tiyuvta the Afshar Davi Hilchazak Vasai of Lomberchin Lebar Minim Zonos. Okay, says Afshar, and then Lachora his Afshar is his Hachral Halacha. Here, interestingly, Tosos it seems to be on the same side as the Rif and the Rambam. He says the Tiyuvta is only on rice. Look, the Tiyuvta was only from the rice brisa. We don't go back and say, oh, the Dochan rice was also Tiyuvta. Tiyuvta is only from the rice brisa. And therefore, maybe Dochan is not Mazono. So even though he says it's an Efsher, we'll put him here, Tosos, and the Rif, and the Rambam are the most famous. Obviously, we could put 30 names if we look, you know, widely enough, but that wouldn't add to our Havana, who famously says, no, the Tiyuvta is ours in Dochan. Omers and Dochan are a pair that never get separated. The fact that we haven't talked about one, haven't talked about the other, doesn't change the fact that they're one halachic category, which is indivisible. Who says that? The Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush. By the way, you realize the Rush was tremendously influenced by Rabbeinu Yonah. For example, here we don't actually have Mamash Rabbeinu Yonah, it's Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. That's what the Jewish quote, our Rabbeinu said. But certainly, the Rush likes to quote Rabbeinu Yonah often on sugyas where there is like Mamash Kedusha Rabbeinu Yonah, like Basra. The Rush never met Rabbeinu Yonah, but he was very influenced by him because the Rush moved to Spain with all the, he ran away from Germany with all the Talmidim, and basically was mischabered all the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Yonah, where his influence was very, very significant. And the Rush often follows Rabbeinu Yonah. And just to give another big name, the Sefer HaMichtam and the Rashba both quote the Ravid on their side as well. Okay. The
don't we have the Gaon say they aren't rejected at all?
Ah, okay. You're right. I should have. You're right. I should have started a little earlier. Should have started this tree a little earlier. That's a good point. There is this strange shita that the Rashba and others quote from Rav Haigon, quoting a Lashon of the Bahag. It's not an our Bahag. There were different versions of the Bahag floating around once upon a time. But our Bahag does not say this. It says the opposite. It says Tiyuvta Rav Shmuel Tiyuvta. But there is a Lashon of Bahag that was written in some Gemaras. In general, most of the Lashonos of Bahag that we find in our Girsas of Rashi or Tosfos, same as a Girsa, do not agree with our printed Bahag. But the there is a, first of all, here is a Lashon Bahag, and there's also the Rashi quote of Haigon, who says that we really paskin like Rav Shmuel. Even rice is not hadama. It's shahakol. It's hadama. Sorry, it's not mazonos. Okay, the rice itself would be hadama. The rice bread would be shahakol. Maybe even rice is not mazonos. We paskin like Rav Shmuel Gamri. Oh, we had tiyuvta to Rav Shmuel tiyuvta. So he says, here it says tiyuvta to Rav Shmuel tiyuvta, but on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we pass like Rav Shmuel. Okay, you could say then it was rejected. But Then on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, right after our sugya, we go back to the Riata de Chakloi and the Riata de Mechuza, and we pass like Rabbi Shmuel again. So even though they were Tikkun, they didn't really pass like them. It seems to be against the rules they teach you in sixth grade of reading Gemara that after Tikkun you can pass like someone. Okay, so every rule has its exceptions. Even though they were tiyotad, and tiyotad sounds like final and no appeal possible, really sometimes they can change their mind even after tiyotad. And what's the reason? The reason is because the next sugya, which we already read, right? Lamed Zayin Amud Beis of the Riata de Chakloi, Paskins like them, so even though our sugya tiyotad, since the next sugya paskins like them, they're obviously not tiyotad. And what? Correct. So, what do you have to say? What about all the Rishonim saying no tiyotad to Rav Shmuel? And that's obviously Pshat and Gemara. What about we paskin like them later? The answer is, we paskin like them about Kol Sheyeshvo. We don't paskin like them about the Diok from Kol Shehu. Kol Sheyeshvo, we paskin like them. Yes, Kol Sheyeshvo, Mechamesh Aminim, we say Borim Minim Zonos. Likewise, Kol Shehu, Mechamesh Aminim, we say Borim Minim Zonos. But the Diok, that whatever is not from Chamesh Aminim, we don't say Borim Minim Zonos. We don't necessarily pass like them. You can paskin like one or both of their statements. That doesn't mean you have to pass like the diak of the statements. So the answer is very poshut. We haimalan ke Rav Shmuel dimevarchin mezonos al chameshes haminim velo ke diok divrehem the aim of Archin al minim achirim. Okay, that just we paskin like them. That you say even on Kol Sheyeshvo mechamish aminim, we paskin like them. Or even you could say better. We paskin like them. Let's say even better. This is really what Jacob says. Taimalan kivasaihu. Because Sheyeshvo, yes, anything that has Chamesh Aminim, we say Mizonos. Anything that has rice, we don't say Mizonos. Avalo, because Shehu Bechuli. When it comes to Kol Sheyeshvo, we pass them like them. Yes, whatever has five grains, you say Mizonos. Whatever has rice, but is really a lot of other things, we don't say Mizonos. When it comes to Kol Shehu, we don't pass them like them. We paskin that you make mezonos on something that's purely five grains, but we don't paskin that you make mezonos on something that's pure only if it's five grains. You make mezonos on something that is a one-ingredient pure porridge, even if it's from six or seven grains. Okay, so that's really not so hard. It's really a bit of a tame on the Bahag, how we deal against the Tiyufta within these Rishonim. Then you have the question, what do you say mezonos on? Is it only Orez? And that would be the Rif and the Rambam and Tosfos, or is it Orez Vidochan, and that would be Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush, not going in chronological order, and the Ravid, excuse me, that is a Machlokes. Why would we be Mechalik between Orez and Dochan, according to the Rambam and the Rif and Tosos? What's the difference in Orez and Dochan? Why is Orez better than Dochan? The Gemara puts them together, right? The Gemara starts with Orez and Dochan lo, and pass Orez and pass Dochan. The Gemara seems to put them together. Why? And who do we pass them? We pass like Rif and the Rambam, right? In the Shulchan Aruch, right? We get out of the Shulchan Aruch. We pass like the Rif and the Rambam. The Bir Halacha questions that a little. Right, the Bir Halacha questions that a little bit and says, give me a second, sorry. Al Pas Dochan says, you know, many Rishonim hold against that. which is Rabbeinu Yonah, who also calls a goyim like that, and the Rush, and the Ravid, and the, and then he starts adding Kedarka Bakodesh, the Eshkol, and the Orza Rub, right? He loved collecting Mishonah and Mishnah Berurah. The Orza Rub, Shem Rehuda, Serliyana, Shem Elek, Shem Rashi, and the Ra'ah, and the Riaz, and the Gosh, Maimonim, Shem Mora, and the Rokech, and the Avudram, they all hold, like, the Orez and Dohan, and it, there are a vast majority of the Rishonim, and maybe if the Mechaber had known, would have he would have Paskin like that. In any case, what does he say? He says, really, if it was up to him, if he was writing the Shulchan Aruch, he would have passed like the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah, because so many Rishonim agreed with them, almost no Rishonim agreed with the Riff and the Rambam. Well, the Maisa, someone who follows the Shulchan Aruch, has wanted to be Somechan, the Minhag Olam, not that we ever eat Dohan, is like the Shulchan Aruch. But interestingly, he thinks we should have said otherwise. But let's go back to the Svara for a moment. Why would Orez be better than Dohan? What's the Svara? Why is Orez better than Dohan? What? It's more Muslim. Maybe it's something objective, right? It's objectively more nutritious and filling. Who says that? Where does the Mishnah Berurah say it? Does he? That would be amazing. But I don't. Right.
There's a Goan Echad.
There's a. I don't know who a Goan Echad is, but I found it in the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David of Rav David Tevela, Talmud of Rav Chaim Mivolashin. He's more famous on some other Masechtas. Anyway, what did he say here? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's more famous. This was like sort of printed later and then added to the set. The old Nachlas David I have at home doesn't have Maseches Brachos. I only have a very old one. But in any case, on the Bar Ilan says, he says, very poshut, he says, Eima de davka ba'oriz amru ken shu mali lamazon. It's good for mazon. Mashen ken dochan. Kevin de dochan gria lamazon tfemi onez. In other words, it's not as good for nutrition. It's not as good to serve as a staple food. It sounds like something objective. It sounds like it's something objective. And he says that's where Yochanan ben Nuri distinguishes. It's because it's better for muscle. Okay. Maybe it's better for muscle. Okay. One shot is maybe because there is an objective shot. I think that's what the Nachlas David is trying to say. He says it is. I don't necessarily mean objective. I mean
a culinary difference.
Yeah, scientific difference. Scientific difference. It is better muzzled. Right, it is more nutritious than Dohan. Again, I've never tested it. I didn't ask the USDA. Maybe that's shot. However, Rabbi Yonah Simlun Nil seems to say differently. Rabbi Yonah Simlun Nil is in the sense of Erevin. He's hiding an Erevin when they suggested that Pas Oriz could be used as Pas for an Erev, and maybe Pas Dohan can't. And do I have it on the sheet? Because it's in the back of the Gemara. Rabbi Yonah Simlun Nil is usually some obscure book. It's on the Bar Ilan now, but it happens to be he wrote a Pirush on the Rif, and an Erevin, I think is the only Masechet, they printed him instead of the Ran. At least they didn't have the Ran, so in Brachos, they found Rabbi Yonah, Talmid Rabbi Yonah, and an Erevin they found the Rabbi Yonah Simlun Nil. But what is he saying? Ma'arvin Pas Orez. It's the derech to eat pas orez. It's not the derech to eat pas dochan. Now, he's not talking about Hachas Brachos. He's talking about the Erevin, but he just throws something out, something sociological. You know, maybe it's based on something scientific, maybe not. It's normal to eat pas orez. It's not normal to eat pas dochan.
It's not based on what the Taz says also.
And that, in the acronym, seems to be the shita of the Taz. Right? What did the Taz say on pas dochan, right there in the Shulchan Aruch? He says, She'ein derech lasos pas mizeh al kein baruch shahakol. Now, if I stopped here, I might say he's referring to whether you say shahakol or hadama. The reason you say shahakol and not hadama is because it's not normal to make bread. But then he continues, Masha inkin, but orez besif hakodem azeh. Unlike orez, he's not contrasting shakla with hadama. He's contrasting dokham with orez, with mizonos. Why is it shakla not mizonos? Because not the derech to make pas, and the mok, the tas thing in Hilchos Brachos. The mokver is Yonasim Lunil, who says it in Hilchos Eirven. He's not trying to explain Brachos. There is a Yonasim Lunil in Brachos, but he doesn't talk about this. So the second shot is the tas. And you can add the Lunil in Eirven, but I'll put him in parentheses because he's not explaining Hilchos Brachos. He's explaining whether it counts for Eirv or not, which clearly has its own gender. He says, no, it's sociological. He said, derech lasos pas. Anything which you usually make bread out of is mizonos. What is a mazon? Now, mazon could be a porridge. But the definition of mazon is something you could make bread. And not you could make bread of a lot of things. Something you usually make bread. If it's something which people eat bread from, even when you eat it as porridge, that's called mazon. But mazon is a species that you normally make bread out of, because bread is the staff of life. Keep in mind, porridge is not the staff of life, right? You can't take porridge to work with you for lunch. You can't make porridge and then eat it for 3 days. You know, porridge is something you eat on the spot, etc. When you happen to be in a place where you can cook, etc. Bread is what you normally eat, so that people have what to eat, and get through the day. You can't buy porridge from the store and bring it home for your kids for dinner. You can buy bread. So something they make bread out of is a mazon, is a staple food. Even when you eat it as porridge, something you don't make bread out of is not a mazon. Yes, Eitan Gedalia.
Isn't the nachos of him a little difficult though when he's differentiates between mazon and mazon? That in, because when we say that mazon is mazon because it's mazon.
So it's interesting. He has different darkas, right? The five species are mamish soy. They really give you all the nutrition you need. Ares is mazon, is a good food, but not as good. And dochan is a little worse than that. I don't know how to do better than that. Let me just point out, there's a chsam sofer who makes a big chiddush. Says the chsam sofer, he also says it's something scientific, but not in terms of nutrition. He says it's... Meaning, what's the definition of muzzle, right? Basically, they're arguing about what's the definition of muzzle. Here he's, again, I don't know what the Nachos David means. I'm assuming that I know what he means. He means muzzle is, you know, is about nutrition. What? He's medayka from the Gemara. Here, muzzle is about... he's medayka from the Gemara. He's medayka from the Rambam and the Rif. Otherwise, what did the Rambam and the Rif mean? Okay, but he has to go up with something. While for the Chassam Sofer, what's the definition of mazon? He defines mazon, interesting, maybe I'll call him scientific / halachic, although I'm not sure. You know, meaning, how does the Chassam Sofer define mazon? They define mazon? With regard to other halachic uses of bread, echoing Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, in halacha, bread is found in benching, right? Where else do we find bread? When it comes to challah, and where else? When it comes to chametz and matzah. As a matter of fact, how do we know, let's go back, that whether rice is chayiv and challah, etc., etc.? So he says it all goes back to chametz and matzah. What's machmitz and what isn't machmitz? It's all about chametz and matzah. And what's the whole machlokes about rice? And here he posits something which I'll leave to the scientists to figure out if he's right or he's wrong. The Gemara talks about combination of wheat and rice, and that together, if you mix wheat and rice, you yotzei matzah. Not just your chayv and challah, yotzei matzah. Then he quotes a machlokes, whether if you mix wheat and rice, you yotzei matzah. If you have a kezias of wheat, you eat a big piece of the kezias of wheat, says, then there's really nothing special about rice. Then it would be the same for lentils and tofu. You know, but... He said, no, he wants to go with the Ramban. If you mix wheat and rice, you're yotzei matzah with a kezias of the mixture. Right? Meaning, a kezias that's 80% rice and 20% Wheat, your yotze, because the special counsel called graver, dragging. Wheat drags rice. Now, what does it mean that wheat drags rice? So he says, it means that wheat drags rice is not a halachic, purely halachic category. Says the Chasam Sofer, it's a scientific category. Rice is unique. The five species of grain are machmitz, can become chametz. Mm-hmm. Everything else can't become chametz. Rice can't become chametz by itself, but can if you mix it with wheat. Not that the wheat becomes chametz. If you mix wheat with anything, the wheat can still become chametz. If you mix wheat with rice, the chemicals in the wheat cause the rice to become chametz.
Does he know that?
How does the Chasam Sofer know that? I have no idea. Maybe he was a chemist. They only accused the Rav Chaim of that. That's what Chasam Sofer says. He says rice can become chametz together with wheat. And he says that's the machlokes of Yochanan and Nuri in the Chachamim. Rav Yochanan and Nuri says, since rice can become chametz together with wheat, it's always bechlal chametz and matzah. And the Chachamim say no, only if you actually mix it with wheat it's bechlal chametz and matzah, not if you leave it by itself. And therefore he says rice is unique because machmitz im nisarev be dagon. If you mix it with the real grain, and what's the definition of muzzin? He said the definition of muzzin is not based on sociologically what's a staple food, or nutritionally what the nutritionist says reaches a certain darga of muzzin, and not higher than this darga and lower than that darga of muzzin. No, it goes back to hilchos chametz matzah. It's something that can become chametz. And the Chiddush just says, even though it only becomes chametz when you mix it with wheat, since it can become chametz together with wheat, it has chashivas in and by itself, it's still mazonos. That it has potential chimots. That's the chashivas, that it has potential chimots. Again, my assumption is I don't think potential chimots because sociologically that makes it so chashiv. I think potential chimots because he says, no, by mazon we're going by a Torah definition of bread, and the Torah definition of bread depends on chimutz, as we learn from Pesach. The only thing is, when it comes to brachos, even if now it's not mixed with the thing that makes a chametz, it still gets the chashivas of the bracha, because it could be mixed with something and become a chametz. So those are the three shitas to explain the Rambam and the Rif, why orez would be better than dochan.
But he does that with korn also. So he does it with corn.
So he is a little misopak whether corn is a string of rice or not. So some sort of famously misopak whether corn is a strain of rice or not. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that. Corn doesn't look like a strain of rice to me. But what is that? Okay, so I don't know what's up with corn.
No, because again, it can get mixed with
so I don't know what happens. I'm not enough of a chemist to understand these things. I'm certainly not enough of a chemist to understand how Chasam Sofer understood these things. We'll just leave him to his chemistry.
So Chaim was an
analytic
chemist. Chasam Sofer is an experimenter.
Okay, my turn. Anyway, I just want to point out one other thing. One or two other things before we get to the rest of the Gemara. The machlokas between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rush is within Oras V'Dochan, is Oras V'Dochan Davka or is Oras V'Dochan Lav Davka? Interesting question, right? Is Oras V'Dochan Davka or not? Everyone agrees Paskitnios is not Mazonos. Right? The question is, is it only Davka seven species for the Rush and the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ravid? You know, five plus Oras V'Dochan? Or it's clearly not every species of legume. But could it be more species than that? So here we have a Machlokes, says the Rush. He says, maybe it's more of an argument from science as well. He says, "Hachina mistaber not like the Rif. Dochan mezen zayin v'sodes like kol eir. Dochan is just as mezen v'soed. It's just as nutritious and satiating as ores helchem varch mufanim borim meaning mazonos l'vasof borim nefashos rabos. But if you make pas or tashel on kitnius lesel chamazon varch lo shahakol borim nefashos ronan. Okay, he seems pretty clear. He says these two as opposed to anything else." So says the Rush within Oras V'Dochan, says the Rush Davka Oras V'Dochan. But Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other hand, says, excuse me, he also says that he disagrees with the Rif, but then he says at a certain point, the Gon Echad, he quotes a Gon Echad, who's against the Rif, right? I don't know who that is. Vafila, don't say, we extend Rav Yochanan ben Nuri and use him at the model that Oriz is special. No, we don't hold like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri. Or is not special at all. Or other things we see are mazon. Kigona min shakorin panitzo balaz. Okay, Rashi thought panitzo was dochan, but he thinks it's not. That's not the mainstream. Says panitzo is also mazon. Mevarchlim gamkein bori minei mizonos v'lozo hasvara. Lozo hasvara nota. Basically, what's he saying? Anything that is we see is mazon, you say. Bore, me name is Onosan. Whatever you see is, excuse me, is Muslim. What does it mean that you see it's, what does it mean that you see it's Muslim? So here, one second, here says Rabbi Yonah. No, who had then? He doesn't say kitnios. Stam kitnios, we don't see his muzzle. That's what he says later on. Pashos, I mean, kitnios, that's pasha, that it's only shahakal. But he says, a species that we see is muzzle. And again, what's his lashon? Shana roen shein muzzle. Don't I mean, shakorin, panitzo, belaz. If we see that it's muzzle, then it's also bichlal, the bracha of minim, sheroin, shein muzzle, right? Without exactly defining, what the getter is, but he clearly seems to disagree with the Rush. The Rush says it's davka. He says it is lav davka. What's the sort of yisod? Give me a second. What's the yisod hamachlokes between the Rabbi Yonah and the Rush? Is not 100% clear to me. Meaning, what does the Rush say? Dochan is mazon v'soed, just like Oriz. And Rabbi Yonah says, there are other things that are also mazon. So what's the svara? Here, what's the svara? The svara is right. What's the svara for the Rush? He says, no, it's scientific. Right? Oriz v'dochan are zon v'soed, and other things are not zon v'soed. Right? Only oriz v'dochan are zon v'soed. At least zon v'soed to a significant extent, that would be halachically recognized. Obviously, everything's zon a little, etc. Right? Kol hazon alai is everything but mayu mela. It means zon v'soed to a significant extent that it's called mazon in the Torah. So, what does Rabbi Yonah think? Are they arguing b'mitzius? Is not so clear. And here is where the what does Rabbi Yonah think? It's not so clear. It could be based on what he says later. What does Rabbi Yonah say later? He says, when it comes to pas kitnios, he says, give me a second. It's not the derech. Ain't derech hanasa b'kach. It's not the derech to make bread out of. Okay, that's reminiscent of the taz. It could be that he says. It could be that he says that maybe he says it's sociological. Derech lasos pas. In which case, so he says sociological. It could be other things. While for the Rush, it's objective, because I'll measure the nutrition. It's only those things. It is not other things. It could be that is his pshat. I'm not saying for sure, but it could be that. Give me a second. That is his pshat. It could also be that he just thinks scientifically there are some minim that are just as soed and zun as Oriz v'dochan. But then what's the Rush going to say back? Or maybe... I mean, clearly it's nothing new because I'm so first there. Scientific, there are other minim are as good as Orez V'Dochan, but then you're going to have to ask, what's the Rosh saying that? Is the Rosh just arguing with Mitzias? You know, he says nothing's as good as Orez V'Dochan. After all, Chazal checked everything out, and Rabbi Yor says, no, some things are as good as Orez V'Dochan. Or is the Rosh saying that, again, if he really means be different than Rabbi Yonah, you know, it's a bit of an argument from silence where you say, oh, he also has mode if you would find something else. But if the Rosh then disagrees, either he's disagreeing in Mitzias, or either he's disagreeing in Mitzias, or he's saying, no, like, once Chazal picked Orez V'Dochan, they picked it for that reason, but you can't add anything because in their days, that was all they had, and when Chazal make a din, they make a din, and you can't update it based on contemporary other species you might discover. Maybe Chazal didn't have panitzo. Rashi thinks they did, because Rashi thinks it's docha, but everyone else disagrees.
You know what so, it is? Do you have any idea what it is?
What? It's, didn't Adi say it was just a different strain, a species of millet? What did he say it was?
The Shitas Ribagon in Rabbi Yonah says, Orez panitz belaz.
Orez means panitz belaz.
That's what he has.
Whoa, okay.
And Dochan said no.
Okay. Oh, is that what Rashi said? Or did Rashi the... No, that's the opposite of Rashi. Okay, that would also be a little... Okay, I'm not sure what to do with that. But clearly, that's not what Rabbi Yonah thought, because he thought panitz belaz was neither Orez nor Dochan, was something else he was adding. And then you have to ask, at a certain point we're just speculating, we mamish don't know, then the Rush either argues Bentzios, or maybe the Rush is Lav Davka and really doesn't disagree, but if you assume he does disagree, or thinks that Kach Tiknu Chazal, and therefore you can't add anything else, because this is what Chazal were talking, and you can't change the Takana even if logically you should, and that's reminiscent of another machlokas we'll see in a little bit.
Maybe sociological, you mean like at the end of the next sheet, Yisman and Lakham?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll come back to that in a moment, but at least L'chora. Okay. The last thing I want to discuss is, before we go on to the Gemara, is the continuation of... An interesting question, by the way, would be, it's not going to be relevant to us. We paskin like the riff and the Rambam, right? Although, I guess, maybe, the interesting question would be, if you say the riff and the Rambam for the Taz's reason, or you said, by the way, interestingly, let me just point something out. The Rabbeinu Yonah seems to assume, this is the Prima Gadim's Kasha, that it's normal to make pas out of Dochan. The Taz seem to assume that it is not normal to make pas out of Dochan. The real Nil said absolutely that it's not normal to make pas out of Dochan. You know, why would they argue whether or not it's normal to make pas out of Dochan or not? That we'll come back to. In the task, just keep that in mind. Something interesting to think about, which we'll come back to in a moment, is if you say it's not, either way, if you say it's sociological, does that mean it changes in every generation? Like it changes in every place? That mean if you live in South America, corn is mzonos? Right? The Taz says the Rabbi Paskin is sociological. Rabbi Yonah really sounds like that. The Rabbi Yonah Paskin is sociological. Okay, but according to the Shita, if you Paskin is sociological, what would you say about...
I was thinking like potatoes.
What would you say about... Is it normal to make bread out of potatoes?
Yeah,
well, Pesach's not normal.
And the Chayyim says they're kidneys. No, they have them
year-round. I wouldn't go that. I mean, depends what you mean by normal. But it's an interesting question. What about in South America, where it's normal to make bread out of corn, right? That was the bread they ate until the Europeans came. That would be an interesting question. What if it's normal to make bread out of corn? Would there be a habanina to update the halacha or not? Okay, let's keep that in mind and think about it.
Maybe the machlokes of Rabbi Yonah and Rashi is related to how they understood the lashon of bracha. What is the meaning of zonos?
What do you mean?
I'm not sure.
Okay. one last ha'ara before we go on in the Gemara. there's something interesting. If I woke up in a recline in the middle of the night, and I said, Leman to Omar that you don't say mezonos on Orz and Dochan, right? Meaning, Rav says, you don't say mezonos on Orz and Dochan in Shmuel. And the rest of the Rav say, at least on Dochan, you don't say mezonos. If you don't say mezonos, what bracha would you say on a legume if you don't say mezonos? What would your first reaction be?
Bar-Priyadam,
it grows on the ground, right? Right? I mean, it's not meat, it's not eggs, it's not milk. Right? Your first reaction would be Bar Priyadama. And as a matter of fact, you know, the Lechora, if Rav and Shmuel ate a bowl of rice, you know, like the kind of rice that we eat, they would say Bar Priyadama, unlike we who say Mizonos. But interestingly, says the Brisa, near the top of the page, Hevio Lefanav, the Brisa doesn't say anything, the Brisa Pasdochen, says the Gemara, Kemaisa kedera v'lo kemaisa kedera. Kemaisa kedera shemrachon tchil v'sof. Lots of my kids, kemaisa kedera. Maisa kedera say mezonos and etc. On pasarz and pasdochen, you say shahakol and bor nefashas rabbis or kasorlo kamashabra. Why do you say shahakol and pasarz v'dochan if it grows in the ground? This is a question that will stay with us throughout the year. Pas orez upas dochan lefi Rav Ushmuel is shahakol, not hadama. Concludes the Rabbeinu Yonah. We know pas like Rav Ushmuel, but says Rabbeinu Yonah, therefore, pas or, before I get to Rabbeinu Yonah, concludes the riff. Concludes the riff. Give me half a second. Where's the riff? Pas Dochan. Concludes the riff. Pas Dochan. Le Halacha. Lefi riff. Vechuli. Is shahakol. Obviously, we would make mezonos on pas orez, but pas dochan would be shahakol. Rabbeinu Yonah would also make mezonos on pas dochan, but says Rabbeinu Yonah, pas kitnios lehalacha would be shahakol. Basically, whatever pas is not mezonos is shahakol. I haven't found anyone who disagrees with that. Why? Because the Gemara says, the Brisa doesn't say anything. The Gemara says, Pas Orez, Pas Dochan for Rav and Shmuel, and they're answering up a Shahakol. So too, Pas Dochan for Rif, Tonsos, Rav and Shulchan Aruch would be Shahakol. And so too, at least Pas Kitnios for the Ravid Rosh Minion would be Shahakol. The question is, why not Hadamah after all it grows in the ground? Why not Hadamah? So, why not Hadamah? So there are two answers in Rabbeinu Yonah, which are also quoted in the Magen Avraham. What are the two answers? Why not Hadamah? What? I don't know if he used the word worse. Adram says, he said, Ishtana Lamal Yusa. What do you mean? It was Ishtana Liluya. It made it better. Right? So what's his first answer? His first answer is, it got better, but that made it have a lower bracha. Why? It's a shinoi from the original pre. Therefore, we can't say hadama. Ubirkas ha-pas. We also can't say the bracha of pas because it's not chamesh shaminim. Therefore, we have to say shahakol. Meaning, once there's a shinoi, you can't say the original bracha of the pre. That's the first answer of Rabbeinu Yonah. Once there's a shinoi, you can't say the original bracha. It's not Bori Pri Adama because Yotza Mitoras Pri, so it's not Pri Hadama, and therefore, even though it's Ishtani Le'iluya, you're stuck with Shahakol. So, says Rabbeinu Yonah, two answers.
Isn't that the Gemara later about the Resek, like you make applesauce and
Good. That's exactly the question that we'll have to deal with later. What if something changes, does it lose its bracha? Meaning, this is a big question we're going to come back to again and again, right? What about applesauce? What about, you know, Ishtana Liluya, good shinuyim, right? What about applesauce? What about chocolate bars? What about, et cetera? So one answer is Kevan Shinishtana. It's not a pre, and therefore it is Shahakol. What's his second answer? His second answer is let me just find it. The Efshar Lomar, another possibility. It's normal to eat it straight. It's not normal to make bread. Bread might be better, but it's not the normal thing to do with it. Bread might be geshmak. It's not the normal thing to do with it. It's not normal to make bread from kidneys. It's normal to just cook up kidneys and eat them, right? Like Yaakov and Esav. The ash of Yatsumi Torah's Priva in Derech Hanasa, the Kachlafika, Goramir Brachashil. It really is less. Not that it's a lower quality product. He's not claiming it's the Shtana Ligriusa, that it's a bad quality product. What he's claiming is that Kevan Shenishtane Ve'eno Kiderech Hanasa, it's Shahako, meaning he has two deos as to what are the rules that tell you when it's Hadama, when it's Shahakol. And these are significant because they will affect everything in life, right? These will affect applesauce, etc. What are his two deos? His two deos are, what is the rule of Shinoi? Any Shinoi is Shahakol, unless it's mizonos, or unless it's, you know, chamesh taminim. Any shinoi shahakol, unless chamesh es haminim. Now, what do you mean any shinoi shahakol? I don't mean any small shinoi. You know, obviously, you do little changes to something. You know, I take a potato and I bake it. That's, no one's going to say that becomes shahakol. What I mean is any big shinoi that changes the tzura, right? That any fundamental shinoi, right? Like grinding something up and making it into bread. That's a pretty big shinoi, right? So any big shinoi says no. Reminiscent of Rashi and Daflam Vav and Aleph. If it is the original pre, then that's the pre. If the final product, that is the pre. No. The original pre, or the normal, or let's say, the usual product is Hadama / Ha'etz, but if it's a Shinoi and not the usual Derech, then it is Shahakol.
According to the first answer, how do you explain olive oil
meathead? Aha, that is a great question, meaning the second answer works much better when it comes to olive oil, right? Meaning, we all know olive oil is an eitz. Why? Because it's mishtana v'iluya, not libreyusa. Okay, olive oil is a shinoi. The answer is, oh, because like olives you're supposed to use as olive oil. Like, you could eat olive, but we all know that the main thing of doing with the second answer works great, right? We all know the main point of olives is olive oil. Therefore, if you eat an olive, it's a eitz. If you drink olive oil in the right circumstances, it's a eitz, and that works fine. For the first answer, olive oil is very funny, right? For the first answer, what do you mean? Any change that doesn't qualify for a special mizonos, or we can even a hagafen if you want. If it qualifies for a special thing like mizonos, hagafen, or hamotzi, that's obviously different. But any change that doesn't get you into some new category is, even if it's a good change, and once it's a change and it doesn't get you into a new category, it becomes shahakol. That has a lot of trouble explaining. That has a lot of trouble explaining olive oil, right? What's shot in olive oil? What? So I think the answer is going to be, the Rav says this in a different context, the only, Rabbi Yonah doesn't seem bothered by this in the least, right? I think if we nidcha can say that olive oil is special. Why is olive oil special? Because since the Torah talks about the shemen, and the Torah talks about the reishis v'goncha tiroshcha v'yitzharecha, therefore an olive is not a zayis, it's a shemen. And therefore, shemen is not considered a shinoi. It's a special gzeres hakasav. I don't mean gzeres hakasav like Torah Duma, that like we don't understand. It's a gzeres hakasav we do understand, because shemen is such a very, very basic thing. Remember, we saw the Ramban and Machlokas, maybe even shemen is chayvin shum zvayis d'oraisa and olives aren't, because shemen is so much more, you know, since shemen is so big in the Torah, therefore, you have to, you're right. I was waiting for someone to ask that question. I don't know where everyone else was. Oh, they were being polite. They were obviously thinking of it. What you have to say is, Sarach Lomar, Dishani, Shemen Zayas. And here, you know, you could probably end this sentence however you want. I'm going to say, because it says Zay Shemen. Since it says Zay Shemen, therefore Shemen is not a Shinoi from the... from the Zayis. Oh, the Gemara calls it a shinoi? No, it's definitely a shinoi. But it's not a shinoi that changes the tzura. It's not Yotzimi Torah's pri. If it's a zay shemen, how can you say shemen is Yotzimi Torah's pri? Stilo Yotzimi Torah's pri kedichsev zay shemen. Right? I think you're going to have to make zay shemen an exception. Of course, you're going to have to make Zay Shemen an exception. Of course, you know, when we come to trying to figure out the bracha, for example, on orange juice, you know, let's say, oh, it's going to be Pasha, that orange juice is going to be Shahakal, nothing to talk about, according to this first data, because, what do you mean? It's a Shinoi, and there's no special Xeris
Akasov. I was going to say, I think it's Meduyog also, where he says, if name Ala So Yara, the Kevan, the so here we're saying that it retains the mila.
It has a mila, but it's still yorah.
Meaning, like orange juice doesn't have that. It won't be as a mila. Something that's okay. Spotty, but here, when it's still saved from the.
Okay, but here it's talking about the pas kidneys being a mila. Pas kidneys is a mila. It's actually better. But it's still yorah because it lost its Taurus pre. So I'm not sure if that's exactly what he's trying to say. I'll just point out that that the Mishnah Berurah tries to say in Afkamina between these two deos. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Lamed Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah. He starts with Al Pastochen of Shahakol. Oh, it's Pri Adama. Rabbi Yonah's Kasha. Oh yeah, and it's Stani Mel Yusa. No, first answer, since it's Yotzimi Torah's pre, you can't say pre Adama. If it has a shinoi tzura, a fundamental shinoi tzura, it loses the bracha. A second answer, v'efshel lomer otam, he's efshel lomer, he's clearly quoting Rini Yonah, because it's not derech hachilosu b'kach. Okay, and he says, what's the nafkamina? Says, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is, b'vdino shedarko lasos pas mi terkesheveit. From corn. Nafkamina is in countries where they eat cornbread. Now, he's not reopening the mizonos. He's assuming mizonos, there's something special the Chazal knew about Oriz and Dochan, but he says cornbread should at least be Hadama, right? After all, that's the Derech. L'chor b'chosem b'rik b'yadama kevin shadarkan b'kach. What's the nafkamina? Says the Mishnah Berurah nafkamina. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Cornbread. Right? And where do they make bread out of corn?
Mexico.
I don't know if you're thinking of South America, you know.
Mexico.
Okay, cornbread in Mexico, right? I don't know if he was thinking of Mexico. I don't know how much the Prima Gun was thinking of Prima Gun after they discovered Mexico. I don't know how much he was thinking about it. It could be their place in Europe where they ate cornbread in his days. I have no idea.
they only found corn in the New World.
I know. By the Prima Gun's days, that was ancient history. All right, the Prima Gunna was a long time after Columbus. That's why I'm not talking about Rabbi Yonah. What did Rabbi Yonah think about corn? You know, nothing, because they haven't discovered America yet. But the Prima Gunna, you know, they had corn all over Europe by the Prima Gunna's days, you know. So give me a second. Cornbread in Mexico. So what does he want to suggest? According to this, it should be Shahakol. What do you mean? It's still a Shino. It's not the Pri, and it's not the Zonos or Hamotzi. But according to this, it should be a Hadama, because according to this, even though, all right, we're not going to go so far as to say it's Mizonos. That radical, we're not going to be. We're going to assume there's something special about Oris. But it should at least be Hadama, because that's a normal way, according to the second Deah. And therefore, he says the Prima Godim wanted to say that it should be, that's what he quotes from the Prima Godim. I don't have the Prima Godim right here. That's what he quotes from the Prima Godim. And then what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Says the Mishnah Berurah, and then the Chasam Sofer came and ruined everything. And says, he says, no, really, that's not true, because the whole Metzius was wrong in the first place. Actually, no one actually plants it for the, even if it's the derech to make cornbread, it's not really counted as the derech, because no one actually plants corn to make cornbread. It's only animal food. It's only animal food, and only when there's a famine or something and people don't have enough food, so they make bread out of corn. And a chanami, if you're going to eat corn, it's normal to eat it as bread, but it's not normal to eat corn in the first place, because it's really for animal food, and you only eat a bedochak, and therefore, it's never going to be hadamach. It's really nati adaite to be animal food and not to eat at all. So now that's just a matter of where he lives. I guess that's what Chasam Sofer thought. And then Chasam Sofer threw something else out. He says, actually, maybe it's a strain of rice. And therefore, his machmer, he says, well, eat them in a suda. I'm not sure. It might be a kind of rice. Again, I'm not sure why. Again, there's a lot of, just like the chemistry of Chasam Sofer, I'm not fully holding in. I'm not fully holding in his botany either. But he basically throws in two curveballs that ruin everything without dealing with the stakira. He says, maybe it's not planted for human food at all, so there's nothing to talk about. Or maybe it's really just a strain of rice, so there's nothing to talk about because it's already covered by rice. But if we just take the first half of this Mishnah Berurah, what he's saying is there's an afkamina between these two. Give me a second, between these two deos. And what's interesting is, and which of these 2 days do we paskin like? Right? This is going to be important throughout the year. Which of these 2 days do we paskin like? If you have a significant shinoi, again, I don't mean a small shinoi, like you cook it or something. I mean like a real shinoi that like it totally takes on a new form. Right, it looks like a completely different object. It's an unrecognized object, right? The bread does not look like rice. Cornbread doesn't look like an ear of corn. Do you say any significant shinoi automatically takes away the chalos pri and shemen zayis is special? Or do you say, no, it depends if that's the normal derech or not the normal derech? Working off Rashi, Anate Daibi Dahachi, Langam and Aleph, the original pre is a pre, and the intended result is a pre, and a weird usage is not a pre. Trenis Nafkamina. It's interesting that if you just read this Mishnah Berurah, he seems to quote the Prima Gadim as going with the second derech. He seems to quote the Prima Gadim as going with the second way, in which case maybe the rule should be that if we clarify that they don't plant it for animals, they plant it mostly for people. You have a country where corn is mostly planted for people. And we now know that it's not a strain of rice, right? It's not closely related to rice botanically. Then maybe we should make hadama on cornbread and maybe a lot of other things, which is like a normal use. I mean, you have to figure out what's a normal thing to do with it, what's not. Might depend where you live, etc. Lamaisa, the minhaga olam, is to say shahakol. Forget a cornbread. Tell them a cornflakes, right? Tell them a cornflakes are basically cornbread. What do I mean? How do they make Telma cornflakes? Not Kellogg's cornflakes. How do they make Telma cornflakes? They take rice, they grind it up, they mix knead the rice with corn. Water and bake it into flakes.
Corn.
Sorry, they take corn and they grind it up into flour and they make, instead of making the whole bread, they make little flakes. Okay, no one's going to tell me it's not the derech to eat Telma cornflakes. In this country, how often do people eat corn on the cob? Okay, not corn on the cob. They still sell cans of corn in the supermarket, but they probably sell just as much Telma cornflakes as cans of corn or competing brands, Rami Levy cornflakes, whatever, as cans of corn in the supermarket. Of course, it's the most normal thing in the world to eat Telma cornflakes. It seems to me those Telma or similar cornflakes, there's more boxes of those on the shelf in the supermarket than of any competing breakfast cereal. So what bracha would you make? Would you make hadama or would you make shahakal? It seems, according to this prima gadin, you should make hadama on Telma cornflakes. The Minigolem is not like that. Every bracha book says you make hadama on Kellogg's cornflakes, because Kellogg's cornflakes is still the original pre. They just squish the corn a little. But it's still about Telma cornflakes, where they totally change it and grind it up and then bake it and make it into something totally different, basically not classic pasta, but some pasta parallel, you make shahakal. So it seems to me in this Chakira, the prima gadim would say hamdama on Kellogg's cornflakes, on Telma cornflakes. For Americans, Telma is the biggest like breakfast cereal company in Israel. But the Minhag HaOlam is to say shahakol, again, not on cornbread. We don't live in Mexico. I have no idea what they do in Mexico. I mean, I think I know what they do in Mexico. But the Minhag HaOlam is to say, I think in Mexico they make shahakol cornbread, the fruit juice there. But the Minhag HaOlam for us, for Telma cornflakes, to say shahakol, so apparently in this Chakira or Benayona, which actually fits, the Minhag HaOlam is that we say shahakol and orange juice, even though orange juice is the normal way to eat oranges, right? How many oranges people eat and how much orange juice do they, et cetera, et cetera. We make shahakol and chocolate bars, et cetera. Okay, all this is a little controversial. We'll come back to it when we get to Trima, which is what Jill was referring to. But the, you know, that the Minhag HaOlam seems to be like the first day in Rav Yonah. Okay, sorry.
Good thing. The Telma cornflake also has a lot of other ingredients. It's not queer corn.
It's substantially corn. No, it's not. First of all, Telma cornflakes, if you read the ingredients, it's very large majority pure corn. They add a little sugar. It's not too much sugar. It's healthy for you. They add a little salt. Not too much. It's healthy for you. They coat it with barley malt. That's just the coating. That's not the ikar hadavar. It's basically corn.
What about corn oil?
What about corn oil?
Yes, that's a very common thing.
Is but you don't drink that.
Corn oil?
What? Is that different than olive oil?
First of all, I never saw corn oil in my supermarket. Yeah. Maybe I didn't look.
Canola
is not made out of corn. Canola is made out of what they now called canolas. If you want to know, it's really called rapeseed. Like, if you want to look up in the Achronim, like the question of canola oil and Pesach, you look up the Avdin Ezra's, but Inyan, Shemen, Ha Rapes, for Pesach, etc. What? Okay, they invented the word canola because they realized that it just, with the original name, it wasn't going to sell well. They needed to rebrand it.
The Canadians developed.
They produced the most canola.
So they had to pick a new name, and there was some lab in Canada that made canola, and it was some Rushy Tables or something. Correct. But it's not because of Canada. They just had to pick a new name, and canola sounded good, because the old name was not good for branding. You don't have to be a bucky in branding to understand that.
Canola.
We said Mazzola. No, he said canola. Yeah, Mazzola, you're right. In America, they're Mazzola. In Israel, they don't have Mazzola. Anyway. Okay, just to be very honest, the bracha on any of these oils is never going to be a halachic shayla, because remember how hard the Gemara had to work to find the bracha on Shemitz Eisdei, a Negron, and this and that. Lamaisa, we'd be back. If you just drink a bottle of Mazzola, that would be mazik. And if you use the Mazzola in your recipes, then it wouldn't make a nafkamina, so we don't care. And when you drink Mazzola with a Negron for a sore throat, come back to me and we'll paskin.
I went to a bachelor from the Fisher about squeezing oranges and sweets. And he said that you could be sameach on those ketones. And he said in the name of the Chazon Ish. And then he said that he da'ato, you also have to make a bodriyaitza.
Okay, we'll get to it. Well, yeah, we'll come back to it in a Konami. I'm just talking about the Minhag HaOlam. He's not the only one.
If we're going to, you know, say that part of the whole, you know, nafkamina is, you know, what it's used for, what's the production it's made for. Most grains in the United States, most grain that law is made for animals, not for human beings. So that would mean every single grain is never, you know, is never really primarily used as a staple food.
Okay, that's an interesting question. I have to check out which grain, etc. Okay, Tsarki and I have to think about that. Okay, Viter. Yes, Josh and Viter.
Why does it matter if there's a lot of animals? It's still used for...
Right, the question is always where to draw the line. Do you go by Do you go by rove or do you go by intention? Meaning what the Chassam Sofer says is it wasn't just rove via. It was like it's for animals and b'shas adchak. When you have problems, you use it for people. That's clearly what Josh is saying is that if it's 70% this, 30% that, does that mean it really goes by the 70%? No, it's both. It is a great question. Where to draw the line? Clearly, if it's like normal and weird, then we're all mota. But where do you draw the line? The poskim like to talk about mostly, but my intuition is with Josh. So we mean normal and weird, right? There's a bir halacha like that, right? About a klish machal isser leheter, right? That if it's malachto le isser leheter, but mostly for isser, it's still mukta. On Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it doesn't mean you go by like 51%, 49%. It means there's something normal, something weird, you go by what's normal. But if there are two normal things, who cares if it's 50-50, 60-40, or 70-30? My intuition is like that, but I don't have the poskim up my sleeve.
Does the shinoi knock it down a level, or does it automatically take it to Shabbos?
That's a great question, and I'm not sure, because no nafkaminas right here. So we'll have to leave that a little bit. I'm sure we can figure out the answer, but I don't have it up my sleeve. Okay, one last thing. We have to finish up this Gemara, and then we get to start today's shiur. Okay, so we have okay, let's go. We got to move if we want to start today's shiur. But first we have to finish up the Gemara. What do we have at this point in the Gemara? Rav and Shmuel think that Orez and Dochan are the same as peanuts. They're nothing. No, in no way like grains whatsoever. However, we tiyuved to them, and we said that at least Orez, if not Dochan as well, is Mizonos and Alamichya. Right? If you stop here in the Gemara, you're like, that's not what I learned in second grade. That's okay, so you shouldn't stop here in the Gemara. Amar Mar, Hakos Sechin Varchal Abarif Yadam, a total tangent, which we'll really come back to much later in the parak. V'atani Varchal Yisraim, how can you say Chita is? Bori Pri Yadamah, there's a Bryce who says Bori Mine Yisraim. Lo kasha, ha Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, tana li rakas over Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, Yehuda Rabbanan in Yishayim, meaning that's a total, it has nothing to do with the main mahalach of our sugya. I mean, it has to do with that line in the Braisa. Remember in the Mishnah, the Chachamim said anything that grows in the ground is Hadama. Rav Yehuda says, no, it depends. Your rakos get Rabbanan in Yishayim. We learn it's not just the sheet of Yerakos, it's a general sheet. Rav Yehuda holds everything has to have a specific description. So, Yerakos, they're pre-Adama, but they're more specifically described as the Shayim. Likewise, any seeds are pre-Adama, but they're more specifically described as Zrayim. So he would say, Bori Mine Zrayim. Okay, whether there's something unique about Zrayim, we'll come back to in 15 minutes. Lo kasha har, okay. Continue. Amar Marakosu Orz Baruch Lo Bori Pri Adama. Tachlo Fav Bitzol Af Pishar Pruz Kayamas Betchilim Baruch Lo Bori Mine Mizonot Sof Baruch Asmein Shalosh Av Atayim Sof Lo Klum. How can you say Levas Sof it is Alamechia? There's a Brisa that says the same thing in the beginning of Zonos, but at the Sof nothing. And what does nothing mean? We paskin later in the Perek that you say Bori Nefashos after everything. So nothing means no real bracha, meaning no. Right, there's no aretz, etc. Just Bori Nefashos is called loklum. Amar sheishes lokasha rabbi gamliel harabanan. The tanya zechlal kol shem shivas haminim rabbi gamliel mishalosh bracha chomer and bracha achmein shalosh. Which is not the point yet, but interesting machlokas. This is a mishnah later on. Here it's a brisa. It's also a mishnah later on. Rabbi gamliel says you bench on anything from the shivas minim of eretz yisrael. Meaning you eat grapes, you bench, and the Chacham say bracha achzbein shalosh, like we do. And but then there's a mice of Rabbi Eliel's kenish shayimusub ba'aliya biricho ve'vilof name kosavos, which are dates va'achlu ve'nasr Rabbi Eliel shos le'rekiva levarach. This is real politics here. Rabbi Eliel says to Rekiva, lead the benching. Kafa tzubirech Rabbi Akiva bracha achzbein shalosh. He jumped up. I assume the lashon jumped up means instead of like working it out subtly with Rabbi Eliel saying but etc. He took advantage of the situation to be koveya halacha to undermine Rabbi Eliel and double cross him and be koveya halacha against him because you know the being koveya halacha properly is more important than always being polite. So he says. And he said, "Al ha'etz v'al pri ha'etz." I'm like, "Ring Eliel, Akiva, Masai to Machzeros of Pena Machlokas." How long are you going to get into Machlokas? Don't you know? I told you to bench. Why are you arguing on me? You yourself told us follow the Rabbim, so even though it's not your opinion, I'm following your meta opinion and possibly like the Rabbim. Okay, Rabbi, all this so far is not the part relevant to our sugar. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Eliel, Kol Shem Shivas Amina and Velom and Dagon, who? Anything from Shivas Amina but not grain, meaning the five fruits, right, of olives, figs, dates, grapes, and pomegranates. Oh, min dogam lo so pas, or it is grain, but you didn't make it into bread like porridge. Rabbi Gamliel mer sholosh brachos. V'chacham bracha achas. Rabbi Gamliel says, bench, chachamim say, ala mechya, or ala ha'etz, kol she'enu lo b'shivas min lo min dogam, kum pas oriz v'dochan. What if it's not from the shivas minim, and not min dogam? What if it's pas oriz v'dochan? Rabbi Gamliel mer bracha achas min sholosh. Rabbi Gamliel says, ala mechya, and oriz v'dochan. Chacham rabbi lo klom, they say nothing, which we say means bori, we pas means bori nefashos. So no problem. Ah, you have a steer and two brises where the bracha achron is alamechir bor nefashos. That's mefurish machlokes Rabbi Gamliel and the chachamin. But no, amaya kimte ke Rabbi Gamliel. You want to say the first brise is Rabbi Gamliel? Ema sefer derasha. Look at the sefer derasha of the first brise. It says ena prusos kayomas but chilim brachalim bor miyemzonos lof brachalim brachas mein shalosh. Right? If you cook bread and the pieces fall apart and it becomes a porridge, then you say alamichya mani Rabbi Gamliel hasta akosvos va'adaisa amar Rabbi Gamliel gimel bracha. So ena prusos kayomas be baya. That can't be Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says even on dates and porridge you say full benching. Kol shkein on bread that you cooked into a tavshil and fell apart in the tavshil you would bench. Elupshit rabbanon. The first price must be rabbanon. So both prices are rabbanon. If both prices are rabbanon, we're stuck with a stira ihachi kashi to run in rabbanon. Eli olam rabbanon. Tani gabior is the sofein merchel of loklam. Really, the only option is to amend the first price. The first price that said after is alamichya, we have to amend and say afterwards bar nefashos, and that's how we paskin. The rabbanon real kvodim kovulunach. But as Rabbi Akiva says, we don't hold like him. We don't like the Rabbanan, and we amend the first brisa, so both brises say afterwards bar nefashos. And that's why, right, everyone remembered when you were a little kid, you learned brachos, rice was always a funny thing, right? Because you learned, whatever you say, ha'etz and hadama, whatever you say, shahakol and hadama, etc., that is after bar nefashos. Whatever you say, mezonos, this is anything that's mezonos beforehand is alamechia afterwards, except for rice, right? That's what we all learned in second grade, because rice is funny. You say mezonos, because it's mazon, but you say bori nefashos. And here's an interesting question. Why, let's see if we can squeeze this on the board, why is rice so funny? If it's not mazon, it's not mazon. But if it is mazon, then why don't you say alamechia afterwards? And here we seem to have a room for a chakira. Who's the only Rishon who explicitly addresses why rice is mezonos but still not alamichya? Who said the Rush? What did the Rush answer? Why? Why is it not? If it's such a good mezon, why is it an alamichya? Because not one of the Shivas Aminim. He says they're two different inyanim legamre. One inyan is it a chashav mezon? Yes, it is a chashav mezon. But that has nothing to do with alamichya. It's not because of how chashiv it is as a mazon. Alamichya is because of the shivas haminim. What's alamichya? Al hamichya v'al hakakol v'al tnubas haseda v'al eretz chem da tov v'rachav asher tzid v'chad v'lachsein v'lachom v'yir v'lachom v'tuba. It's all about Eretz Yisrael. Why are we praising Hashem for Eretz Yisrael? The answer is because Parshas Ekev. Right? It says, I'm giving you Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chitus or Gefen Tehna V'Rimon, Eretz Zeshem V'Nitvash, .. Uverachta Shem Lokecha, doesn't say Alamazon. It's sort of obvious. Al Ha'aretz Atovash, V'Yachav Zavata. Obviously, it's because Alamazon, right? But Uverachta Shem Lokecha, Al Ha'aretz Atovash Anasamach. And right, what does Tov include? Tov includes Yerushalayim V'Nisa Mikdash, and therefore V'al Tziyom V'Mikach V'Nech V'Yal V'Mikach V'Yal Echalech Uvnei Yerushalayim Erechodesh Meir V'Yameinu V'Al Linu Socha, etc. So he says, because Alamichya is a bracha on Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, you need Shivas Aminim, that has nothing to do with Mazon. Meaning, Ad Orez is 100% Mazon. It's a total Mazon, but it's not for Eretz Yisrael. Bracha Rishonah depends on Mazon, and Bracha Achronah depends on Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rush. Very poshut.
And
so
Rashi.
Where's Rashi say it?
Rashi says,
maybe he does.
On Lama Desire.
Kaloma in Ton me Birkos Pirisaris Israel Velo Klum. Ella Bornefush's Ravos, call me the last same is Shivas Haminim. Right? Like everything else that's not from the Shivas Haminim. Okay. It's not quite as pointed, but you're right. Rashi already says, it's like everything else, not from Shivas Haminim, which doesn't get the Bracha of Eretz Yisrael. So the rush up. So here's a simple question. Why is there no Al Hamichya on rice? I'm not asking why there's no Al Hamichya on peanuts. Because peanuts aren't muzzled. If they're not muzzled, they're not Michya, and they're not Kalkala. But if rice is muzzled, why is it not Michya? So one answer is the rush. It's muzzled gomer. Notice he even says it's soyed, right? It's muzzled gomer, but not from Shivas Haminim. And in order to say Al Hamichya, it needs to be from Shivas Haminim. Who seems to say a little differently? Okay. Based on my Makor sheet, you know who says differently. Okay, I'm leading the witness, but you can always disagree if you want. Says the Mishnah Brura, and explaining the exact same thing, he chooses not to quote the Rush. What does he say? First, he says, "Merchal abor mizonos." Why the pashal of tavshilo must be of soy to leave kohen chamish mina dagon, but other misharmi the kidneyos. Only kol makom lochashiv pashal kolechem gomer shal chamish mina dagon lochavim barhamotzi. It's not quite as chashiv tseyamotzi, but it's chashiv more than other mina dagon. Bor nefashas rabos to berkstam mazur bruchem in shol sheinam lochamisha minam bnei chashivusan. That's only on chamisha minam which are very chashiv. Now I don't know what he means by chashiv. But Lechora, if he wanted to say because of Eretz Yisrael, he would have said because of Shivas Haminim of Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like he's saying it's just not so choshev, meaning, yes, it's Zon V'Soyed, but it's not so choshev, it's not an Iker staple food, it's Zon V'Soyed, but it's not an Iker staple food like a bread, which is why it can't be called Lechem. So says the Mishnah Brura, because it's not chashuv as a staple food. I'm adding. Right? He could have said, according to Sam Sofer, that wouldn't explain why we don't say Alamechia, right? If you use Ramatza, why did it say Alamechia? So he's saying it's not so chashuv. I think there's an afkamina. I'll tell you the afkamina in a moment. Yeah, Eitan?
In some Eastern Asian countries, they have rice in every single meal. I mean, it's the staple.
It's an amazing question. Let me leave that for a moment. It's an amazing question. Let me leave that for a moment. I'll have to answer it because not the first time it came up. I think there's an afkamina. What's an interesting nafkamina? Says the Shari Tshuva here. He says, what if Bibi Eved, you said Allah Mechya on rice? Would you be Yotze? Yes. You'd be Yotze Bibi Eved if you said Allah Mechya on rice. And now if listen to the Shitase, he thinks, you're Yotze Bibi Eved with Bracha Mein Shalosh, as long as you're not lying. Obviously, if you said Allah Mechya on milk, or you said Allah Eitzvi Al Pri Ha'Eitz, on schnitzel, you wouldn't be Yotze. But he also says, if you say Allah Eitzvi Al Pri Ha'Eitz on apples, you're Yotze B'diavad. Okay, you're Yotze B'diavad, because even though you weren't supposed to say this bracha, you did thank Hashem for the food. That is not super interesting. What is super interesting is the following machlokes. What about L'chatchila if I have noodles and rice? Now, what's the model? The model is Shulchan Aruch Simon Reish Ches Sif Yud Gimel, and here's Lesman de Polig Lahalacha. If I have grapes and apples, Lechatchila, I only say Allah Eitzri Al Priya Eitz. Right? That's the model. What's the model? Achal Anovim. V'tapuchin mevorech lechatchila rak bracha achas mein shalosh. Why? Because since the anovim are mechayim, you say alei tel priya eitz.
Therefore, it also includes tapuchin and what would be a bracha levatala to say burning fleshers afterwards, even though I say burning fleshers beforehand, it would be bracha shein tzricha. What about...
Is your case a tarobus or just...
No, not a tarobus. I just two things. What about noodles? It could also be porridge, I'm just... And rice. What do I say lechatchila if I eat noodles and rice? So this is a big machlokas. What if the shari tshuva sounds like I should have done lechatchila?
You should have said bring it first.
It sounds like I should have said two brachos. Why? Because his lashon, the lashon of the shari tshuva is. It sounds like, you know, you could deny it if you really want to. But it sounds like his lashon is oh she'achal achmanios ve'orez u'berach halamichya potzoros bidi evet. Sounds like it's only bidi evet to be yotze, but l'chachila should have said two brachos. Okay, this is an explicit machlokes in the later generations. I put it on in course 15. I forgot to put the original things. You have to find them. Says the Ben Ish Chai. He says. Emachal orez v'chol gam ki paskis. Then cookies and orez. Okay, he's not quite as healthy. I put noodles with orez. He gives you a little more leeway and lets you eat cookies. Afal b'shachol zeluchad zeluchad. You know, two separate things, not mixed at all. Yevorech me inshol shal kisnin v'yifto orez gam ki mizabrachol lechachila. Just say alamechya and patra the rice. Udelo, but he knows it's against someone. Karav magia b'chesed la'alofim simin reish ches oshir tes. Not like someone who's magia in a certain sefer who said that really say bor nefashos first and then alamechya on the cookies. Okay, and who else argues with the Ben Ish Chai? The Shevet HaLevi. Says the Shevet HaLevi, when you ask if you eat mezonos and rice, whether you say one bracha kron or two, Nirlan Yisdaita thinks a big enough chiddush you yotze b'di'evet with alamechya. L'chachila for sure not. L'chachila vadai Nirlan Yisdaita v'ar gambor nefashos. Ah, oh, the Ben Ish Chai says differently. Okay, I don't have that sefer, but I don't, or, sorry, the Kaf Chaim quoted the Ben Ish Chai, said, well, I don't have a Ben Ish Chai, but in any case, it doesn't have to be with the Ben Ish Chai. I guess the neighbor, I didn't have Sephardi neighbors to borrow Ben Ish Chai from, okay? It's pretty well-known book. But this is the machlokes. What's the machlokes? The machlokes is, what's this machlokes? L'chachila, should you say one bracha achrona or two? What's this machlokes? After all, by grapes and apples, we say one bracha achrona l'chachila. Why should this be any different? So, of course, according to the Rush, it shouldn't be any different. According to the Rush, the only chesaron of rice is that it's not for sure zaminim. So it's just like apples. Meaning, according to the Rush, it should be exactly like anovim v'tapuchim. Two things that are equally fruit, but one is from shivas aminim, one isn't. Two things that are equally muzzum, one is shivas aminim and one isn't. And therefore, you should say only al hamichya l'chachila, which is the shita of the Ben Ish Chai. However, according to the Mishnah Brura, it's not so pashut. According to the Mishnah Brura, you know what? The reason you don't say al hamichya is just because it's not so chashuv. Meaning, it's chashuv enough to be called mazon, but it's not chashuv enough to be called michya and kalkala. You know, michya and kalkala is a higher darga than mazon, right? Mazon, michya and kalkala really sound like that's my life. That's my life. Mazon sounds like it's a good food. So the Mishnah Brura just thinks it's not chashuv enough. B'di'evet, it might work because it's more or less. But I think for the Mishnah Brura, no, it's not like tapuchim. Tapuchim are 100% eitz or priya eitz. The only chisaron is they're not shevach eretz Yisrael, but they're 100%. What's the reason for this psak? Because tapuchim are 100% eitz priya eitz. You wouldn't say Baruch Achnei Shal's just on tapuchim, they're not eretz Yisrael, they're eitz priya eitz. And that's what the Rush would say. The Rush would say it's 100% Mechia and Kalkala, it's just not from Eretz Yisrael. But if you're sending Al Mechia anyway, it's 100% there. The Rush would say, no, it's not 100% Mechia and Kalkala. It's similar to Mechia and Kalkala, but it's not. He would say, no, it's not like apples. Why? A tapuach is 100% pre ha'etz. No doubt about it. But orez is not 100% michya and kalkola. That's a lot of chashivas. It's not chashiv enough to be lechem. It's chashiv enough to be mazel, but not 100% michya and kalkola. Even Ben Yevon said, say, well, it's a chidush say or don't say. It's similar enough to michya and kalkola. You can get away with it, and therefore, what would he say? He would say, no, lechatchila. Also, say borei nefashos, which is the shita of the Shevet Halevi, and Shevet Halevi and others. That's also the Magid and the Chesed Malafin that's quoted in the Ben Ish Chai that I didn't look up myself. And that's sort of the implication of the lashon of the Shari Tshuva, the implication of the lashon of the Shari Tshuva. Himself, what's the best thing to do in this circumstance? Yeah. I think the Minhag HaOlam is actually like the Shevet HaLevi, not like the Ben Ish Chai. Obviously, it depends which Olam. I assume if I talk to Iraqis, they might have a different perspective. You know, you don't deviate from the Ben Ish Chai. Unless you're Rav Ovadia, who destroyed the Iraqi Masorah, who bulldozed the Iraqi Masorah, the same as bulldozed everyone else. Correct. He particularly had something against the Ben Ish Chai, you know, because one of the characteristics of the Ben Ish Chai is that he very, very, very frequently passed in like the Ramah against the Mechaber, at least for Chumrah. Meaning, he adopted almost all the chumras of the Rambam against the Mechaber. And you understand how that got from Avadia's goat. Back to this. I think the Minhag HaOlam is like the Shevet HaLevi here. And Rav Yashiv says, the best thing is the first day Bar Nefashos, and then I'll admit you to get out of all Sveikos. If you first day Bar Nefashos, you're for sure Motzi the rice, and for sure not the noodles. And now you say Alamechia and you get out of all Sveikos. I think it's also fine to say Alamechia having in mind the noodles and not the rice, and then say Bar Nefashos having in mind the rice. But I think the Minhag HaOlam is not like the Ben Ish Chai, but that's the Chakira here, which would make sense. The Minhag HaOlam would be based on the Mishnah Berurah. Why he left out the rush? I don't know, but it's an interesting Chakira is the second half of our Gemara, the Chisaron of Alamechia, not a Chisaron in quality of food, just a Chisaron in link to Eretz Yisrael. It's only a Chisaron in Zionism, not a Chisaron in nutrition. Or no, it's a chisorin in the chashivas of the food. It's a chisorin in the chashivas of the food in and of itself. And the nafkamina would be, if it's only a chisorin in Eretz Yisrael, then it's 100% michin kalkala, and it's the same as apples. L'chatkila one bracha achrona. If it's a chisorin in the chashivas of the food itself, then apples are 100% priya eitz. Rice is only 50% michin kalkala. And therefore, l'chatkila, you say two different brachas, preferably the bar nefashos first, even though it's not the normal seder brachos, to get out of any and all sveikos again. Rav Yashiv writes that explicitly in the quoted in the modern day Sfarim. Okay, I don't know if that counts as starting today's shiur or not. It's an interesting chakira because that was like sort of in the hashlamos to the last shiur. I apologize for being so behind. Hopefully this will keep you busy. I'll just point out an interesting question is, would we update some of the mezonos issues? You know, like, for example, would corn be mezonos? And not the Mishnah Berurah's question. Would you say corn is mezonos in some places if it becomes a staple food? Would you say rice is mezonos if you live in China and Japan, etc.? I think that would depend on some of these discussions. We possibly can learn from the Rambam. If it's because of the Chassam Sofer's Chimotz, rice, no other mezonos in the world. If it's the Nachlas Dov nutrition, then I know you have to compare the nutritional value of rice is mezonos anyway. You have to compare the nutritional value of other things. okay, parallel chakir for a hamotzi. It's 1 o'clock. Maybe we'll come back and briefly mention some of this next time. What we'll have to do next time is we will not go on to the Gemara because we still have a whole Makor Sheet 15, but we'll look at what we had on Makor Sheet 15 and we'll add to it the discussion of the Bracha Achrona on Kosis Sachita. The famous Machlokas and Tosos here, and some of you named Tosos and Rascal Nasa Rishos, And then Emir Tzashem, two shir from now, we'll go weiter on Daf Lamed Zayin. So I'll send that Makoros. Emir Tzashem, a few more Makoros. We won't be able to do too much more.